freedom and liberty taken for granted is freedom and liberty placed at great risk. There comes a time when your fight is necessary in order to support the values that you hold dear. As my next guest writes about in her new best-selling book, that time is certainly now. She details how enemies of America are using their rather patient strategies and clandestine actions, which fortunately she now reveals, to influence, intimidate, and actually outright silence those who proclaim liberty and faith as America's cornerstones. And enemies of those ideas need to be defeated rather than embraced. Her book is Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. She is a world-recognized expert on terrorism, New York Times best-selling author, chair of ACT for America, that's America's largest national security grassroots organization. Brigitte Gabriel, thank you so much for being here today, Brigitte.
Thank you, Chris. I'm delighted to be with you.
And the website for Brigitte's organization, ACT for America, is the obvious, actforamerica.org. And I was saying to Brigitte off the air, and I want to say it here on the air as well, unlike so many books, some of which we've had here on the show, which present a situation and their conclusion is, isn't this terrible, end of discussion, Brigitte's book, Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom, it's a book of empowerment, too, because I really appreciate, Brigitte, how after each chapter that you write about, you give the reader really easy to embrace and act on ideas and influences to battle back against what you're writing about. So I think your book, that places your book well above so many others out there.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris. Yes, that's exactly what I wanted to do with Rise. I wanted to empower people, to inspire people, and let them know ideas and tips that they can do to make a difference for the country. In my book, regardless what topic I'm talking about, in every chapter, whether I'm talking about the mainstream media and stars, whether I'm talking about Operation Indoctrination, which is the brainwashing of our children in our schools, whether I'm talking about the leftist Islamist coalition, how now we're seeing our enemies come together, or immigration. Every topic I talk about, at the end of every chapter, I have a section titled Rise Up and Act, where I give people ideas and tips, things they can do, three things you can do under 10 minutes that will make a difference for the country, and you can do them while you're sipping your cup of coffee in the morning, in your pajamas, sitting in front of your computer.
Which has been the greatest catalyst for this rise and risk to our liberty and to our foundation? I mean, I always say those who deny that America was founded on Judeo-Christian values obviously have never read the founding documents or the writings of the men who crafted them. But is it our division that's created the open door, or is it a complacency among the people?
Both. It started with complacency, and it also started with the education in our universities as well as in our public schools. And this bombardment into our education system started in the universities back in 1991. We're talking 10 years prior to September 11th, Chris. So when children grow up learning that their country was founded on racism, bigotry, oppression, and genocide, the way the leftists have been teaching our children, we cannot expect them to fight for the freedoms it gave to them. Add to this the fact that our current teenagers weren't even born yet on September 11th, 2001, and no one under the age of 21 has any firsthand recollection of the evil that was done to our nation and all of humanity by radical Islam on that day. You know, George Orwell once said, the most effective way to destroy people is to deny and obliterate their own understanding of their history. And that's exactly what's been happening. There's a concerted effort on behalf of American leftists to indoctrinate unsuspecting minds of young children through the very books they are assigned to read in class. And much of this brainwashing effort by the far left goes unnoticed and unchallenged.
Well, there has been noticed, at least in one case I know of, in Chatham, New Jersey, there's a middle school. They call it a world studies class, but in fact, it's the teaching of Islam in class, and they require, as part of the course, students to sign a pledge honoring Islam.
Correct. And this course that you're talking about started in California by the Islam Project in 1991.
Wow.
1991 in Carlsbad, California. It started with a program called the Interact by a company called Interact. And they started providing that course because they wanted diversity in the classroom and they wanted to educate American kids about Islam. And this actually is a part of a major project by the Muslim Brotherhood for North America. You know, in my previous book, I talk about, and in this book as well, in my book, Rise, I talk about how the Muslim Brotherhood wrote a plan, a 100-year plan for radical Islam to infiltrate and dominate the world and establish an Islamic government on earth. In the counterterrorism circles, this plan became known as the Project. So the Project in America was launched in 1991. And that's when they launched the Islam Project. And they started providing consultants to America's top publishers of textbooks, history books, and social studies books. One of the most notorious trainers is a woman by the name Susan Douglas, who has trained over 100,000 teachers on how to teach this course. What started as just a course in California has now spread nationwide in 25, 35 years, and now is a part of all the education system in every school across the United States, embedded within history books and social studies books. Actually, Chris, for children, children have to take an exam to pass high school, to enter college. 22 questions of the SOL exam is out of this course, and this is nationwide. This is exactly one of my chapters. It's titled Operation Indoctrination, where I go into all the details of that, and at the end of the chapter, I give people, under the section Rise Up and Act, I give people tips and ideas as to what you can do in your community to make a difference. Become engaged, become involved, and I encourage everyone listening to this broadcast, if you have learned anything from this interview, if this message resonates with you, please go get the book and read it, and not only read it for yourself, I challenge you to get multiple copies and put a book in each library in your community, and let's educate Americans, parents who are concerned about what's happening in our communities so they can know as well how to make a difference.
Talking with Brigitte Gabriel, her new best-selling book, Rise, in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. She's also the chair of Act for America. ActForAmerica.org is their website, listening to Issues and Ideas. You spotlight to the greatest point I think I've ever read, too, how immigration is being used as an attack tool, not the path to freedom like it's made out to be for the masses.
Exactly. Look, the chapter on immigration in the book goes into such details of how we are. I have one chapter on immigration and one chapter titled Replacement Civilization, how we are bringing and importing people into our societies, whether in America, whether in Europe, whether in Australia, in Canada, throughout the West. But I focus on America and how we're bringing people from third world countries who are not assimilating into our society. To give you an example, we are now lowering our standards to accommodate the standards and the people from third world countries. I give an example in the book among many, the city of Denver, Colorado. The city of Denver passed an ordinance in May 2017, which allows people to defecate on the street. So now defecation in public is no longer a crime in the city of Denver. And why did they do that? Because defecation in public is a deportable crime. If you are in the country illegally and you are arrested on a crime such as this, you will be deported out of the country. So the city of Denver decided, well, you know what? We've got a lot of these wonderful criminal aliens that are now squandering in our city. And they add so much to our community, especially the defecation part. We need to make sure they stay here and we protect them. And that's why they passed the ordinance, so they are no longer protected. So these people now feel free to drop their pants down on the side of the road and defecate. And the city of Denver has a bigger problem with illegal immigration than Philadelphia and then San Francisco. So is this what we want for our country? Really? Is this what we want nationwide right now? We want to make sure that anybody that comes to our country legally, whether as refugees or on a visa program or a political asylum or whatever, we want to make sure they assimilate into our culture, not to bring our culture down to the same level of the cultures that they left. But when you extend that to protect illegal criminal aliens who are roaming our streets, killing our own children, robbing the American public from money, you know, people don't realize $200 billion a year is lost in wages to illegal criminal aliens. This is taken away from Americans who are willing to work, but this money is taking away from us. What the information that I share, Chris, in these chapters, the information that I share in the whole book, as you can see, no matter what topic we're talking about, is so explosive and mind-boggling. Every single American needs to read this book and needs to understand exactly why we must take our country back and we must fight for our country and how we can do it democratically by basically participating and using tips that every single person can do.
What Brigitte also drives through is a very important point is it's the low number loud voices that seem to get all the attention when in fact, when multiple voices with a faith in our founding tenets and the desire for eternal freedom sound their voices, they'll be much more numerous and they can drown out the few who are trying to take apart the foundation of this country. And as you read Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom, you'll see just how methodically, patiently, those individuals are at least attempting to do that. Will they succeed? Well, quite frankly, for you listening, that result depends on your response to their actions, and you will be empowered by Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. ActForAmerica.org, Brigitte's website for her organization, which she chairs, Act for America. You can also become a part of knowledge and information through that organization as well, which I encourage you to do so. Brigitte Gabriel, thank you so much for presenting the truth, the facts, the reality instead of the fantasy and the lies. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. Always a pleasure being with you.